Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 49 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for April 18th is discuss a vision for your life you have, which some people in your life doubt. Explain how it can be beneficial to surround yourself with people who support your vision. As a bonus, find three people in your life who do believe in your vision. Talk to them about it and ask them to do something to support you. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. Leadership can be lonely. Sometimes we might be the only person who believes in ourselves. And that's okay because everyone's writing their own story and it's our vision because it's given to us to see. It's given to us because it's part of our plan. It's given to us because we are the person who has what it takes to achieve that vision. And while it's not always necessary to have other people who believe in our vision, it can be beneficial to surround ourselves with people who support our vision. Why? Because sometimes those people can actually see what we're capable of becoming even when we don't want to admit it. But usually when this happens, these people are simply touching on something that deep down in our soul we believe about ourselves, but we have allowed fear and doubt to hold us back from taking action. A perfect example of this is the true story of Jimmy Morris as featured in the movie The Rookie. Jimmy is a high school teacher and baseball coach in Texas who had his try at a career as a major league pitcher cut short by having four surgeries on his throwing shoulder. But deep down, Jimmy still had a burning desire to throw, and that desire pushed him to sneak out at night and throw. He doesn't want anyone to know because he doesn't want to go through the pain of other people telling him he can't do it. But when the catcher on his team asks him to throw some pitches to see what he can do, he finds out that he can throw a lot harder than he could 15 years before. And when he challenges his own players to not give up on their season just because they aren't winning games, and he tells them they need to have dreams in their lives, they push back and ask their coach why he's not chasing his own dreams. They've seen how hard he can throw, and they know he still has a passion for pitching. So they make a deal with him that if they start winning games, and they're able to win their district championship and make it to the state playoffs, then Jimmy must promise to go to a tryout as a major league pitcher. Now, besides his own self-doubt, there's someone in the story who also doubts the vision Jimmy has for his life. Someone who Jimmy blames for his failure to make it to the big leagues when he was younger. And that's his father. His father was an officer in the Navy, and because of that, the family moved quite a bit when Jimmy was younger. And his father never took baseball seriously or understood how much it meant to Jimmy. But Jimmy's his own person, right? So why does it matter whether his father believed in him or not? Because life is about relationships, and although it's not necessary for others to believe in our dreams and our vision for our life, it can be beneficial to us to have important people in our lives support us. And for Jimmy, his doubt came from the conflict between the vision he had for his life and the vision his dad had for his life, a vision of being much more practical and not having his head up in the clouds with something as silly as baseball. And more than anyone else in the world, we want our own parents to be proud of not only what we do, but who we are. But Jimmy was able to overcome the doubt and fear that his father wouldn't be proud of him if he chased his dream, and he did it with the support of his high school players. And Jimmy saw that if he was going to be the type of person who told kids to chase their dreams, then he would have to do the same, because his vision for his life was not just to be a pitcher, but it was to be someone who didn't crush the dreams of others, but rather inspired them to chase their own. So how about you? What's a vision for your life that some people doubt? Not only a what and a where of your vision, but the who of your vision as well. Do you have people in your life who do believe in your vision? How can that be beneficial to you, and what can those people do to support you? There will always be people out there who doubt us, but there's always going to be people who believe in us as well. And it's those people who believe in us that we need to find, and we need to help us in our lives. And perhaps we'll be like Jimmy Morris and have a vision to be a person who not only pursues our own dreams, but inspires others to chase theirs as well. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H books.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.